The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. Broadcasting something very unique and totally different from D.C. The truth. It's the Don Kroah Show on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA. It's time for the Don Kroah Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Kroah Show.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello, welcome to this edition of the Don Kroah Show. Always great to have you with us. No fun when you're not here, so welcome aboard. As my guest this hour so wisely observes in her latest book, we may know something about God and something about Jesus, but what do we know about the Holy Spirit? Too often, she writes, we seem to overlook the third person of the Trinity, perhaps because we don't know much about him. He seems mystical, reserved for super spiritual Christians. We might even say he intimidates us or somehow seems optional. But in her latest book, Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion, Ann Graham Lotz has some very good news for us, reminding us that as God's children, we have the Holy Spirit in us. And she writes, one of my deepest, richest joys has been discovering by experience who the Holy Spirit is in every step of my life's journey. And if you know anything about Ann's remarkable life, her journey has been at times far from an easy one. And it's an honor always to welcome you on the show. Thank you for taking time to join us today.
Don, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Your latest book is one that I know the church needs. I know every believer will benefit from. But you focus in on a very biblical concept. We know Paul said, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Talk about that title, Jesus in me.
And Paul said in that same verse, it's a mystery. You know, it's something that the Old Testament saints didn't know anything about. But Jesus said that he would, in John chapter 14, he said he would go back to heaven and he would ask the Father to send down another counselor. In other words, he was a counselor and he would ask the Father to send another one. And the word another means someone exactly the same as. So the Holy Spirit is exactly the same as Jesus, but without his man's body. So the Holy Spirit is a distinct person in his own right, you know, with his own mind, will, and emotions. He's a member of the Godhead, an equal member of the Godhead, but he is exactly like Jesus, but without the flesh. So it's like Jesus without skin. So when I was a little girl, I was watching a picture about Jesus on television and felt convicted of my sin, and I told God I was sorry. I asked him to forgive me. I claimed Jesus as my Savior, and I invited Jesus to come into my heart. But Jesus, you know, I didn't understand. He's in a man's body up in heaven. I think he's getting ready to come back and rule the world, as the Bible says. He couldn't possibly come into me, but he understood what I meant, and he came into me in the person of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, even though I didn't understand it as a little girl, and I asked Jesus in my heart, he came in. The Holy Spirit is Jesus in me, which is, you know, it's an amazing concept, Don, because I think we, just like you, as you were introducing me, talking about, sometimes we are intimidated by him, or we think he's for very special people, or that he's optional. He's the third person of the Trinity, like he's the least. And we have no idea that when we commit our lives to God through faith in Jesus, and we invite him to come in, he comes in the person of the Holy Spirit, and we actually have Jesus living inside of us.
As you're saying it, and I'm thinking of the puzzlement of the disciples when on the front side or before Calvary and before Pentecost, he said, he is with you and he will be inside of you. That must have confused them as well, but that's really what we're talking about.
That's right. And it was amazing when you see the difference that the inside God made when Peter, and he was in the courtyard during the trials of Jesus, denied Jesus because he was so terrified of the opinions of a little servant girl and others. Then after the resurrection and after Jesus ascended at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came to live inside of Peter, Peter got up and boldly told those who had crucified Jesus, those who had condemned him to death on the Sanhedrin, he said, this same Jesus is both Lord and Christ, and you've crucified him. And they cried out, you know, what must we do to be saved? And he said, you repent of your sin and be baptized, and you can be forgiven and saved. And they were. But he boldly called them out. And the difference that 50 days made, you know, before the cross, he was terrified of just even naming the name of Jesus. After Pentecost, he was boldly proclaiming Jesus as the only way to be right with God and the only way to have sins forgiven. It was an amazing difference that the Holy Spirit on the inside makes.
Well, I know you believe, as I do, that any time's the right time to talk about right, focus in on the Holy Spirit. But why is now, particularly in your view, the very right time to be talking about the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity?
Well, you know, Don, I just take it from my own experience. And I think you're familiar with my story a little bit. But 4 years ago, my husband went suddenly to heaven. I found him unresponsive in our pool and put him on life support. 2 days later, he went to glory. And then 3 years later, my father went to heaven. 6 months after my father went to heaven, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and went through, you know, surgery and the follow-up treatments. And the neat thing in God's sovereignty, it was after my husband went to heaven, I began focusing on the Holy Spirit in my personal study, and then I began to write it down as a book. I had turned it in right before I was diagnosed with breast cancer, but then, you know, I turned in the rough draft, and when I went through surgery and during that process of going through treatments is when I did the editing and the rewriting. And for me, it was such a blessing. It was such a huge, I've known, you know, Jesus all my life just about, and known about the Holy Spirit since I was a girl. Really didn't know him until I was a young adult. But in the last 4 years, in focusing on him in order to write about him, he has just lifted me up out of my circumstances and given me joy and peace and an awareness of blessing after blessing. So I can only judge by my own life. This is the right time for me to be focusing on the Holy Spirit. But as you were talking about the news items today, you know, I was listening to your program for a few moments before joining you, and the world is just melting down, morally and spiritually and politically and socially. It's just, it's craziness out there. And I think it's time for God's people, especially Christians, but even those who don't know Christ, to come to know him in a personal way and understand something of who the Holy Spirit is and what he can do in our hearts and lives.
We have to take a quick break, Ann. We're going to come back for another segment. But, folks, it's, well, all of the books she writes, in my opinion, are must-reads. Many of you know that already because you've been reading them through the years. This one is Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. And it is well worth your attention. We encourage you to get copies of it. Share them with others as well. But stay with us. We're going to have more in a moment.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about. Investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group. Serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss. Because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you, for free, how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
It pays to recycle. Get $25 from Smeco for turning in your working room AC unit or dehumidifier at the Great Big Home Show. That's at the Capitol Clubhouse on October 12th. Visit smeco.coop/GBHS for details.
Want to know the secret that all those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? Flipping multi-unit properties is easier and possibly more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend 2 hours with our team of experts, and we will show you how you could get passive income and significant retirement quickly. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing, but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV area soon. Call 800-361-1330 to secure your seat. This seminar is free to the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 800-361-1330. 800-361-1330.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, and Graham Lotz, my guest. Her latest book, Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. Eric Metaxas says, this book is a genuine treasury of wisdom that can be attained only through a life of walking with God and being led by His Holy Spirit. Others give strong endorsements as well, as you'll understand as you read the book. And I think a fair question for a lot of us is... You yourself grew up in an incredible family, used mightily by the Lord, certainly well acquainted with the work and power of the Holy Spirit, but you say you didn't learn much about the Holy Spirit as such growing up. But why was that, do you think?
I don't know why that was, Don, and maybe I was taught, but I just didn't take it in. But I don't remember as a little girl being taught about the Holy Spirit. I know my family were committed Christians. They loved Jesus and served Jesus and told other people about Jesus, but I just don't remember hearing about the Holy Spirit. And when I went to church, and we went to church every Sunday, but the Holy Spirit was talked about as the Holy Ghost, and he really wasn't even talked about. It was just in the benediction, you know, I bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that was sort of off-putting to me. It wasn't until I was a young adult studying, actually, the Gospel of John for myself, that I came into a more of an understanding of who the Holy Spirit is. And he is God, but he is, as the title of the book says, he's Jesus living inside of me. And one of the things, Don, that that means is that I'm never alone. And I dedicated the book to the lonely. And that was before, it was, you know, after my husband had gone to heaven, and then my husband and left me a widow when my father went, then that left me an orphan, and loneliness sort of knocked at my door. But it never came in because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so I dedicated it to the people that perhaps feel lonely or might be tempted to be lonely. And then I found the statistic that 22% of American adults are so desperately lonely that they have suicidal thoughts, and that millennials, there's an epidemic of loneliness among millennials because they live in a virtual world and don't have a lot of real relationships. And the Holy Spirit is God's antidote to loneliness. And so growing up as a girl, he wasn't presented to me that way. He was presented, you know, I knew Jesus, and I loved Jesus, and I gave my life to Jesus. And it wasn't until later that I understood that one day I'm going to see Jesus. I believe that he's going to come back and take me to be with himself, either at death or his return. But in the meantime, he says he hasn't left me like an orphan, but that he's come to me in the person of the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus in me. And it's made all the difference in keeping me from spiraling down into depression and loneliness and just wanting to curl up in a fetal position. You know, he's given me a reason to get up in the morning, and he's given me a purpose to live for, and joy that doesn't depend on my circumstances. I've never lost my peace, even with the cancer diagnosis and all the treatments. You know, fear never set in because I knew the Holy Spirit was within me and that he was in charge and I could trust him.
On that latter point, I know our listeners have been praying for you all the way through this journey. We've been following you on Facebook postings and other news that comes out about your battle with cancer. I'm sure someone's saying, well, how's she doing right now? Could you give us an update?
You know, thank you, Don. I'm doing so well. And I finished my last infusion about 2 weeks ago, and so I'll have checkups, you know, do blood work from time to time just to make sure I'm still good. But I've walked 2 miles today and do my floor exercises and trying to get my strength back. That's the hardest thing, is just not getting your strength and stamina back. But I'm doing so well, and I want to thank those who are listening who have prayed for me. It was amazing. I felt when God, when I first was diagnosed, that God gave me that promise from James 5 that said that pray for one another that you would be healed. And I felt like he was telling me I'd be healed if I'd, through the prayers of other people. So I just put it out there on social media. You know, I let people just look over my shoulder when I was diagnosed, when I went through surgery, when I had my head shaved, all that kind of stuff. And to let people know what was going on, to see my journey, that how faithful God has been to me. But what it did was cause a lot of people to pray. Thousands of people around the world sent cards and notes and emails, and I have actually felt carried by their prayers. So I know one reason that I'm doing as well physically as I am today, but also emotionally and spiritually, is because people have prayed. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to just thank them for their prayers and ask them, don't drop me. You know, keep praying for me, pray me through this.
Oh, I know the Lord has a lot of work still to do before he returns, and as we know, that could be today or could be 10 years. We don't know when, but we certainly do know he's going to return soon. The book, by the way, folks, if you're just joining us, Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. Ann Graham Lotz, my guest, the author of the book. And we don't have time, of course, to walk through this book in its entirety, but folks will want to get the book and read carefully through each chapter and each portion. Let's talk, however, about some of the things that you do address. We know often that he is referred to as the Helper, and rightly so, as you cite out of John 16:7. Jesus said, I'm going to send you a helper. I know you're aware. Catherine Marshall wrote a great book by that title some years ago on the Helper. You talk about all the aspects of his ministry, helper, comforter, advocate, so forth. Walk us through some of those.
We know it's wonderful because the Amplified Version of the Bible takes the word counselor in John 16 and then puts it it gives you alternate translations. So helper, he just, people ask me sometimes, what's the prayer I pray the most? And the prayer I pray the most often is help. You know, help me just daily tasks or just getting up in the morning, going through these treatments, responsibilities. I just, you know, I need his help. He comforts and comforts. After my husband left so suddenly, my husband and my father, not through any fault of their own, but they left without saying goodbye, you know, and so there's no closure in a sense. Mm. You don't have one more opportunity to say, I love you, thank you, you know. But the Holy Spirit comforted me, just letting me know that God's timing is perfect and that God's, you know, he had numbered their days and they left on the appointed day. It caught me by surprise, but it was God's preordained purpose for their lives. He's our advocate. He has defended me when I've been slandered and just exonerated me in public. He's interceded for me with other people who perhaps, I have a broken relationship with. I think I cite an example with one of my children, and the Holy Spirit worked in her and worked in me to reconcile that relationship. He's our counselor. He gives us wisdom for decisions. The world is so crazy, and after my husband left, I took on the responsibility of being the single parent in a sense. Even though my children are grown and I have grandchildren, I bear the responsibility of being the matriarch in our family. And I found that that's a responsibility that it's not a burden, but it's a serious responsibility. And the Holy Spirit has been my counselor to give me wisdom to know how to counsel them. And he's been my standby. I relate a horrible car accident I had where he was just right there in an emergency to just come and help me pull out of an accident that should have taken my life. And a strengthener, he has strengthened me every day, just especially if I've battled back to get my strength after these treatments. He's strengthened me not only in my physical body, but in my will. And I relate a story in there about going to India where I was, they tried to block me at every turn. And every time I got blocked, I was more determined than ever to go to India to speak at their national prayer breakfast and, excuse me, prayer meeting. And so I feel like, everything the Holy Spirit is described as being in some way I've experienced. Just, he's multifaceted. He's, he is God. How can you describe him? But he has been so much to me in very difficult times. And in this book, I try to make it relevant for people so they know if he does that for Anne, then he can do that for me. And he can. He's not exclusive to me. He's exclusive to those who receive Jesus by faith. So you must put your faith in Jesus and claim him as your Savior and surrender to him as your Lord and invite him to come into your heart and life, giving him full control. When you do that, he comes into anybody, Don, everybody, and they can have Jesus living inside of them to be all those things, you know, that I've just described to them and just carry us through life so that we don't have to, life, you know, sometimes gets hard and it's a routine and it can be drudgery, but when you have a constant companion who knows you, who understands you, who helps you, who strengthens you, who comforts you, and who loves you, then it makes life worth living and just puts a spring in your step.
And we also will benefit from reading your section on the relying on the power of the Holy Spirit. He has power to change us, obviously. That's how we come into the new birth. We are born again by the power of the Holy Spirit. But that same power is available for various circumstances and situations in our lives to change us and change others, right?
You know, that's right. And I think sometimes we take on the burden of responsibility. We think we have to convict people of sin. And especially in this day and time, we listen to the news and I think, my goodness, that's not right. How could they do that? And you just want to convict everybody, you know. But the Holy Spirit, it says in John 16, it's his responsibility to convict of sin and the need to get right with God and judgment to come if you don't. And it's just our responsibility to tell them the truth and to, you know, try to get God's word into people's lives. But then we're free to just love them. And especially with our children, you know, every parent wants to convict children at one time or another. And when they're little, of course, we train them. But as when they're adults, the best thing we can do is just pray and ask the Holy Spirit in us. And if our children have received Christ, then the Holy Spirit in them, just stir the Holy Spirit up and ask him to work. And then the Holy Spirit is the one who's responsible to change them, and we can just love them and just love them to Jesus. So it's a wonderful, freeing thing to understand some of his power.
In this last moment, what would you suggest to folks for whom this may be sort of new territory? They're born again. They are perhaps like you mentioned years ago, you understood perfectly what it meant to be saved, to be a born-again believer, to follow Jesus in salvation, what would you suggest that they entering into the front end of this part of their journey might do to help them cultivate a personal awareness of and relationship with the Holy Spirit, or as you so well put it, Jesus in me?
You know, I think the primary thing is just a basic discipline in the Christian life is to spend time with Him. So every day, even during my treatments, I got up every day. Well, some days I couldn't get up, to be honest, but I spent time with Him every day in prayer. That's me talking to Him and then reading my Bible, not a whole chapter or book at a time, but a few verses at a time, and just trying to listen for His voice. And again, He would whisper to me through the Word. And I give examples in the book just where the Holy Spirit would speak to me through the Word, and you develop a relationship as I talk to Him, He talks to me, He answers my prayers, He reveals that He knows what my hopes are, what my fears are, what my dreams are, you know, and you develop a personal relationship, and it's like, you know, a relationship you might have with a spouse or a best friend, and if you don't spend time with that person, and if you don't, you know, converse with that person where you talk to them and then you listen to what they have to say, then you never develop a relationship. So the Holy Spirit, if you've received Christ, you have the Holy Spirit. Now you just need to spend time with Him and in prayer and in Bible reading and listening for His voice. And then whatever you read in Scripture that seems to apply to you, you live it out. You obey what it says. And as you live out what He says, you obey Him, you serve Him, then you get to, you become familiar with His voice whispering in your ear, and your relationship with Him grows until it becomes, for me anyway, the core of my life. So he's the heartbeat, like the heartthrob of my life that you know, keeps me every day just with joy and peace and blessing and looking forward to the blessings that I know that God has for me because for no other reason, not because of anything I've done or who I am, but simply because I belong by faith to Jesus and the Holy Spirit lives within me.
Well, thank you for blessing the body of Christ. Me personally, as I look forward to really digging into this, but I'm going to share it with others as well. Thank you for writing it. Thank you for the journey that it took you through to write a book like this with the Holy Spirit. But I know He's brought you this far, and He has much more ahead for you to accomplish. We're going to continue praying for you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Don. God bless you.
Again, Anne Graham Lotz, and it is one of those must-read books in my view. I think you'll be blessed by it. I would suggest that you really start to think about Christmas, but don't wait till then, actually. You might want to give it as a Christmas gift, but I'd suggest getting some copies, one for yourself, of course, and then perhaps one for your church's library and perhaps some friends you'd like to give this remarkable book, Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Oscar Isaac voices Gomez in the Addams Family and is confident that fans old and new will love it.
I'm so excited for fans of the original comics, fans of the movies, fans of the TV show. Everyone's going to get a bit of what they've loved about the Addams over the years. And I think it's just going to not only bring in the fans of the original, but also make a lot of new ones.
The Addams Family, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Partly cloudy tonight. Lows ranging from 48 outside the Beltway to 54 in the district. Nice tomorrow. Mix of clouds and sun at a high up to 76. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Low 52. Sunday, some sun giving way to clouds. Then a little rain in the afternoon and evening. High 68. Monday, some sunshine. Pleasant at Warmer. High 77. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Want to give you an update on our campaign with the Bible League. We're making some progress. Want to thank Scott in Fredericksburg, Virginia, a $50 gift. And of course, that is 10 Bibles doubled twice to 30 Bibles. Timothy in Haymarket, $100 gift for 20 Bibles doubled twice to 60 Bibles. And Shelov in Montgomery Village, Maryland, $20. Four Bibles. That ends up being 12. Mr. and Mrs. Michael, first name only, Charlestown, West Virginia, $50 gift. And again, that's ending up being 10, 20, 30 Bibles because of the doubling effects that are still in place. One at the national level with the Bible League, and about $1,235 still remaining of the Passport Auto matching money. So as we go back for a few minutes to the campaign, perfect time to make your call. Make that gift as generous as you can.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
Or online at our website, wava.com. Click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church banner. Henry Blackaby said, "Will God ever ask you to do something you are not able to do?" The answer is yes, all the time. It must be that way for God's glory and kingdom. If we function according to our ability alone, we get the glory. If we function according to the power of the Holy Spirit within us, God gets the glory. He wants to reveal himself to a watching world. And folks, I believe that's true in every aspect of our lives. Right now, God may be speaking to you to do something that's beyond your ability financially to do. But if it's God speaking to you, he will honor your faith and he will honor that gift, whatever it is that he's putting on your heart. Chuck Colson said, "The Bible, banned, burned, beloved. Most widely read, more frequently attacked than any other book in history. Generations of intellectuals have attempted to discredit it. Dictators of every age have outlawed it and executed those who read it. Yet soldiers carry it into battle, believing it more powerful than their weapons. Fragments of it smuggled into solitary prison cells have transformed ruthless killers into gentle giants. It is the life-changing agent that God has put in our hands, and he's telling us, what are you going to do with it? Actually asking us, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to just keep it to yourself, or are you willing to share it with others? When we realize what it costs some people in other countries just to try to win their own children to Christ, that itself is amazing.
We cannot preach to children under 18. That is their practice and law. But when the parents bring kids to the church, when you can teach them English, and then you can send the gift of gospel to them, it is a great joy.
Just think of that, that you and I can share, and I pray that you do. I know many of you do. My life has been richly blessed by the fact that I grew up in a home where the Bible was paramount from my earliest days. I've often told the story, even at my own church at Plymouth Haven, that my mother especially found out early on that my favorite piece of literature, if you will, as a boy, was the comics. And I would run for the newspaper and grab the comics every day as quickly as I could. She caught on to that, and she, as I got a little older, she said, "Son, you may not read the comics until you've read a few verses of the scripture." What a loathsome punishment that was. But it enriched my life in ways that I can't even imagine, really, as I think of the love for God's word that my family built into my life. I'm sure many of you are doing the same thing, but think of that woman who says, we want to share our faith and share the word of God with our children, but it may cost us dearly to do that. So that's another reason why we're saying, would you go to the phone and help these people make Bibles available to them? Bible League will take care of getting it into their heart, into their hands. I assure you of that. But it's our part to just simply say, okay, here's 5 Bibles, here's 50 Bibles, here's 100, here's 500 Bibles, here's my gift right now. And the number to do that is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, or online at our website, wava.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks posted broad and sharp gains today, even before the late session announcement from President Trump that the U.S. and China had reached what he calls a very substantial phase one deal in their high-level trade negotiations. The two sides also indicated they're optimistic that a final agreement of some sort can be reached before too long. The Dow Industrials ended with a gain of 320 points. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 106, and the S&P 500 added 32. This will be welcome news for migraine headache sufferers. The FDA said today it has approved an Eli Lilly drug that's been proven to resolve migraine pain within 2 hours. The agency says the drug, Rayvow, was found to be significantly more effective than a placebo in halting the pain and most bothersome migraine symptoms, including nausea and sensitivity to light. Uber is signaling it's looking to enter the already busy grocery delivery field with its purchase of Corner Shop, a platform active in Chile, Peru, Mexico, and Canada. Launching the service in the U.S. would be subject to regulatory approval. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's a brand new worship experience in the DMV. Reed Temple's New Life Laurel. Come out and experience vibrant worship and dynamic preaching every week by our lead team, Reverend Omari Hughes and Reverend Shalita Fombi.
the Moab experience has dulled and diluted your discernment. It's left you bitter. You're becoming cynical and jaded. The resentment is reflected in your face. You used to come through the church doors and you used to have an effervescent presence about you. But now when we look at you, oh, you're sullen and you're sad. You're mad. The stench and the scent of the Moab experience is starting to permeate and pollute your personality.
When you're serving, there's a lot on your plate. And what I cannot understand is why, with all that you have on your plate, you worried about what I got going on my plate. It just is fascinating to me that the same people who are tattletelling on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are the same people. If you bowing down like you're supposed to be bowing down, how you know I'm standing up?
Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for teaching at the Laurel Beltsville Senior Activity Center, located at 7120 Conti Road, Laurel, Maryland. See you there.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at AActionHomeServices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. Yes Words, the number to call with your gift to the Bible League campaign, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. $5 buys a Bible. Multiply that, if you would, as generously as your checkbook and your heart will allow. That's an amazing thing to be able to purchase and provide and place a Bible anywhere in the world for $5. None of us could, of course, afford to do that on our own, but the Bible League is saying, we'll do it if you'll just provide the resource for the Bibles. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We know that scripture well, many of us. The wicked shall be turned into hell, however, is another scripture, and all the nations that forget God. That's another scripture of another sort. The nation who honors and knows the Lord and honors his word is blessed. Those who turn away from that word of God and the God of that word are destined for disaster. No other two ways to put it. Albert Bayard Cummins wrote this. The empire of Caesar is gone. The legions of Rome are smoldering in the dust. The avalanches of Napoleon hurled upon Europe have melted away. The prince of the pharaohs is fallen. The pyramids that raised to be their tombs are sinking every day in the desert sands. Tyre is a rock for bleaching fishermen's nets. Sidon has scarcely left a wreck behind, but the word of God still survives. All things that threaten to extinguish it have only aided it, and it proves every day how transient the noblest monument that men can build and how enduring is the least word that God has spoken. Now, I haven't seen the story in years. I trust I have my facts correct, but as I recall, of course, many of you know the French satirist, brilliant atheist Voltaire was an enemy of the cross, an enemy of the faith, an enemy of God, and I believe it was Voltaire who predicted that within 50 years of his lifetime, the Bible would cease to exist. As I recall the story, at some point his own house was turned into a place for producing and distributing Bibles. I'll have to check the details again. But in any event, there is that long train of shipwrecks of men and women who've stood against the Word of God and have not survived it, but rather it has survived them and will one day stand to be their judge. What about us? What are we going to do with this powerful force? That's really what this call is all about, this call to share the Word of God. And there are so many who, as we've already said, desperately need it. They are longing and praying and hoping for just something, just a few copies of the Bible. I've played this clip in an earlier hour. It's one of my favorite audio clips from the Bible League because every time it reminds me when I hear it, how far would I go to provide the Bible for some other people? You say, well, for example, would you drive from here to another state altogether? You say, of course I would. If it was necessary, would you drive across the country in your comfortable air-conditioned car to provide some Bibles to those, God knows the left coast needs it too, right? You say, of course I would, Don. Of course I'd do whatever I could. Well, how about this? Would you do what this brother, Pastor Romeo, did?
No, there are islands that you have to fly 2 hours by plane from Manila, and you have to travel 6 hours by boat. Now they have Bibles now, because one of the impact of the Project Philip program is among the mountains, what we call the Sierra Madre. You know, two pastors deep from the mountain. They had to rise up 3 a.m. and walk for 2 hours. And after that, they have to ride a banca across the river, along the river. But their banca is only a floating log of a coconut trunk. And they have to do that for an hour and then walk again for 3 hours just to get hold of those precious Bibles. And when they have those copies, they will return in the same way again to bring those Bibles to people whom they are ministering.
I just am moved by that when I hear it. They walk out of the mountains for, 2 or 3 hours. They ride in a floating log for a boat, and then they walk again to get the Bibles. Then they reverse that trek to go back home with the scriptures. And you hear him. This is not something they just do once, but it's their lifestyle. Their hunger for the Word of God and those to whom they're ministering is so great, they're willing to, and you can only imagine, the risk of life and limb, either from the elements or animals or even enemies of the cross who would love to interrupt them and destroy what they're trying to do. All we're at, I mean, it really, when you think about it, it kind of is embarrassing, isn't it, that all we're being asked to do is pick the phone up. No danger there, right? Make a call. Say, I would like, or go online in our comfortable offices, homes, whatever. And believe me, I want to say that often. I don't begrudge any of the creature comforts we've been given in this country. I celebrate them. I thank God for them. It's made our work so much easier to get it done. But it also has removed a lot of the excuses that we might otherwise have. These brothers aren't looking for excuses. They're saying, we want to get those Bibles, and we'll do whatever we have to get them. So I'm asking you, would you join people like that right now with a generous gift, a $500 gift? I need some of those right now. A $1,000 gift, we need some of those. And yes, we need the $5 and $50 and $100 gifts, so nobody should feel left out. We need you right now at 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. I'll say it one more time. 800-937-9673. If you're at your computer, just go online to wava.com. Click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church banner.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that
stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
If you could ease the suffering of a persecuted Christian right now, would you? Hi, Don Crow here with WAVA, and I know you would. Hebrews 13:3 urges us to remember those who are mistreated, noting that when the body of Christ anywhere suffers, we suffer together. These believers live where evangelism is criminalized, where churches are burned, and where Bibles are scarce. They need the hope found only in God's Word, and your gift today lets them know they're not forgotten. For only $5, a believer like Anna in Africa will receive a Bible, be discipled in her new faith, and trained to share Christ. $35 sends 7 Bibles. And a limited-time Bible for Bible match will help us meet our goal of sending the hope of God's Word to nearly 7,000 persecuted Christians. Become a Bible sender today by calling 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or, if you prefer, you can go online to our website, WAVA.com, and click on the Bible League banner.
Dry skin, dry sinuses, or cracked furniture. Whole house humidifiers are on sale at AactionHomeServices.com, 703-922-1900.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days, or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number. 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com.
So I have been so confident once I experienced God's power in my life, just 1.5 months, and that I could go around and share the Word of God with many people. I'll be bringing about 40 of them to Christ with us.
That clip is so powerful, and yet it runs by so quickly. It's about 15 seconds long. This is a woman named Nina who's speaking, and of course the translator's telling us from Thailand what she's saying. Just a Christian, one and a half months, already has led 40 people to Jesus Christ. And that ought to challenge us. It ought to embarrass us if we have not been sharing our faith the way we should with all the freedoms we have. As you know, many of these people do so under great duress, great danger, great risk. But the point is that these are the same people. Well, just as case in point, if you think about it, she has 40 new believers who I think it would be fair to say now need 40 new Bibles. And we learn the story because of the work of the Bible League. So the Bible League brings us this story, and there's so many more like it. And they say, look, these people are out winning their villages to Christ. They're winning their nations to Christ. They're winning their neighbors to Christ. They are bringing in brothers and sisters who are former Muslims, former Hindus, or whatever other religious background, former animists. And they are bringing them into the glorious light of the gospel. Now what do we do? They desperately need these Bibles. So these Bibles, I can assure you, do not go and sit on a shelf somewhere in some foreign country, whether it's India or Egypt or Ethiopia or Thailand or Philippines or wherever. They are immediately put into work, if you will, in nourishing these new believers and helping them come into a place of real maturity in the Christian faith. So that's why we're asking you, would you help us minister to those new converts, those new believers, and those searching souls who are hungry and want a Bible? Bible League is doing everything it can, but they need our partnership and help as well. Your gift of $5, $50, $100, $1,000, $500, anything you can give, I beg you to make that call. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at our website, WAVA.com. God bless you. Thank you so much for doing it right now.
Let the busyness of life keep you from receiving the hope and healing God has for you. The Pray With Me prayer app will provide encouragement from believers praying for you. Visit praywithme.com.
Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll is heard weekday mornings at 6:30 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1, Arlington.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.